Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
You have power and authority. Satan has power, but he has no authority. And so we have to keep in mind that you can command him to cease and desist in Jesus' name.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Power of God is in His Word.
Speak the word.
Friends, I want you to think about this. Everything, not some things, but everything that is going on in your life, and your family, and your circumstances is in complete relations to your mouth. You're probably not aware of this, but brothers and sisters, there are spirits that follow words and write on your words. I've ministered on this before. So when things are not working, you know, when things aren't working in your life, the first thing you need to do, brothers and sisters, is ask yourself, just ask yourself, what have I been saying? What have I been confessing to? What have I been declaring? Because you have been speaking words out of your mouth. You have been letting those seeds of untrust and the seed of poverty and all this, you've sown those seeds and you've let them out of your mouth. And that's what we call confessing. Because you're going to get what you have been saying. There's no doubt about that. And Mark 11:23 says, Jesus tells us that you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says. He will get what he says if he believes in his heart and doubts not. He's saying that you will get, if you believe it, what you're saying, you're going to get it. You know, God said in His Word that He's given us the keys to the kingdom, but we have the key to the kingdom that will gain us access into kingdom things that once belongs to us. But also you need to know that your words gives access to the enemy to come in and destroy you. So you really need to be careful about what you're saying. And like I said before, weigh those words before you speak them. Until those words are spoken out of your mouth, you don't give birth to them. But once they come out of your mouth, you give them birth to them. So don't you want you to forget that. Like I said, it's God's word that's important. Not mine, but God's word. So I like to use, like to teach His word, because that's where the power is. And if you're going to have power, you've got to know God's word. As long as you continue to talk lack, you're going to have lack. As long as you continue to confess, I can't do that, or you keep talking failure, you're going to experience failure and you're going to experience lack. The same thing holds true for your health. You cannot continue to speak death and expect to be healthy. You know, the late Bible teacher, Charles Capp, some of you may be familiar with him, but Charles Capp found this article in the 1991 August edition of the Reader's Digest. It was entitled, Patient Knows Best. It said that a person's answer to the question, is your health excellent, good, fair, or poor, is a remarkable predictor, it says, of who will live and who will die over the next 4 years, according to these findings. A study of more than 2,800 men and women 65 and older found that those who rate their health poor, who talk about being sick, who rate their health and poor, you know, they can barely move. And please don't misunderstand, I'm not putting down anybody that's sick. I've been sick myself and could hardly move. But what I'm saying is about talking about it. He says, and then those who rate their health that will die in the next 4 years. He says, those that rate their health poor are 4 to 5 times more likely to die in the next 4 years than those who rate their health excellent. Think about that. They said this was the case even if examinations show the respondents to be in comparable health. You know, I think about that because I know people, even in my family, that they're going home to be with the Lord now, just a couple of months ago. But every time I was on the phone with them, that's all they talked about. And I know that they were in great pain, and I know that they were sick. But they were so focused on that, and I would talk to them, and I'd pray with them. And they say, I know that. It's kind of like I used to tell my mom, Mom, I know that. And it was kind of like some of you know the word, but you're not speaking the word. And you say, I know that, but you're not practicing it. And so my sister would say, I know that, Joe. And she said, I know that, and I'm going to do it. But no, she wouldn't. She wouldn't do it. Sometimes people do get set in their ways, you know. They get programmed to believe certain things and practice certain things, and they just don't do it. These findings were supported, it says, by a review of 5 other large studies totaling 23,000 people, which reached similar conclusions, according to Ellen Adler, a sociologist at Rutgers University. It says that people that have an image of themselves being in poor health will talk about poor health. This also holds true in your finances. You know, people talking about, well, I can't afford this and I can't afford that. Well, there's things at one time, and there's still things I couldn't afford. Of course, those things, most of them I don't want anyway. But there was a time when I could have said that a lot because I was a widow living on a fixed income up until 2009 when I met my husband, because, like I said, my husband had passed away and been dead for 7 years. And so people saw me as a widow living on a fixed income. But even in my ministry that I had at the time of the prison ministry, I never saw myself that way. I didn't have an image of myself being without. I've never had an image of myself being on a fixed income, because I've always had the image of what the Word says. God's Word tells me that He is my provider, that He is my source. And so I have to confess that He has always and still is my source. And He always provides for me for whatever I need, whether it's finances to do what He's called me to do, or whether it's people to surround with me to help me do what He's called me to do. So God is your provider too, brothers and sisters, and He'll provide for you. He's your source, you know, not your bank, not your job, not your family, but God is our source, and we have to see Him that way. And it says, even though that they may see themselves in good health, they seem to live out the reality of the image they have of themselves, even unto death. And that's really sad, because there's so many people that God, you know, so many that God wants to help in their health and in their finances, but He cannot get them to come into agreement with Him. You know, we have to come into agreement with God's Word. As a matter of fact, when you're praying, you know, there's such thing as the prayer of agreement. You know, so if you're praying a prayer and you want somebody to come into agreement with you, the Bible says, where two come together as agreeing upon anything, He says, it will be done. And so I'm just saying that when you come into agreement with God and His Word, that's going to be done too. Are you hearing me? This also confirms Proverbs 18:21. I used to have this on my license plate down in North Carolina. It said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. As a matter of fact, my license plate now says Matthew 8:8, which is where He gave me the name for my ministry, Speak the Word Ministry. So you hear that, if you've been listening to Pastor Joe on the radio, we were kind of worldwide there, Speak the Word Ministry. But what you believe and what you speak not only affects your body, but your immune system as well. Your words will become either a blessing or they're going to become a curse to you. The Lord tells us that He says before us both curses and blessings. He says, you choose. So we don't, you know, God's not choosing for you. You are choosing for you. You choose the blessings or you choose to curse. It's up to you.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, Saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners. You are family. And I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes and places where people may feel alone or forgotten. And yet, when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand to more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for believing in this mission. I speak the word, and always remember there is power in the spoken word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.